At the very beginning of the song, the bass and drums start off with that. And when we come in, we'll have this. So I'm starting with my second finger on the third string, fourth fret. I'll hit it and slide it up two frets. Then while keeping it down, I'll play the first string, fifth fret with my first finger. Then I'll do the same thing, just down two frets. So I'll start on the third string, second fret, slide up to the fourth. Then I'll bring in the first finger to the first string, third fret. The next one will be a different shape of the hand. This will be finger two on the third string, first fret. We'll slide it up to the second fret, keep it down. But now we'll add in the first string, second fret using my third finger. And then the fourth pair will be this. And this is my third string, first to second fret. And I'm sliding with my second finger, keep it down, and then play the first string open. Then we'll have, and that's your fifth string, third fret, followed by open. And then we repeat all of that. And that is the intro. From here, we go into the first verse. But before we go there, let me talk about the guitar. He's using a Les Paul. He has it in the bridge position. So it's real bright sounding. I'll probably keep mine just in the middle position. Just sounds a little fuller for teaching. But when you get ready to record, though, go to your back position. Also, he has some distortion on there during the intro and then the interlude, which comes later. He also kicks on a chorus. And you can hear that in the demonstration recording. But in the rest of the song, when he's playing rhythm, we just have distortion on it. You might could put a little digital delay and reverb on it if you want to. But the main thing you're hearing is that crunch off of just a slight distortion. And we're in the bridge position on the pickup. Okay, so let's go to the first verse.